You're listening to Can I Get a Witness by Ignite Ministry Global. Please note that the views expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts and guests, and do not represent the views of WAPN and WAPB. The content provided is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to seek appropriate guidance for any specific concerns. WAPN and WAPB and its hosts are not liable for any actions taken based on the information provided on this show. Thank you for tuning in.
Hey guys, welcome to Can I Get a Witness? I'm excited to be here with you with an exciting new topic. It seemed a little heated on my Facebook when we started to talk about tithing. So we're tithing what today? I don't know, but we're going to get to find out. I'm here with my beautiful wife, Christina Amos.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Can I Get a Witness, Ignite Ministry Global's podcast for controversial topics of the church.
Keeping you on the edge of your seat all the time.
All the time. I think we're pretty good at that because we're not afraid to go the extra mile.
Yeah. We're not afraid to have the conversation.
But in life, I think we go to some people are like, here's the fence. I got to stop here because this is safe. Everything's fine there. Everybody accepts this as being okay. We're like, no, see over there on the other side of that fence? There's some other stuff out there. We should go over there. So
that reminds me so much of whenever we got married, you took a picture of us. We were on our honeymoon in the mountains. And you took this picture, and on the fence it said, do not cross over fence. And you took a picture, and I'm sitting on the top of the fence.
Oh, my goodness.
And you
took the
picture. Do you remember that?
I do.
Literally almost 13 years ago now.
We were on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
I forget where we were, but we were definitely at like some state park or some kind of monumental historic site.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. Where were we?
And we were sitting on the fence. Sitting on the line then.
You were thinking about it. You had your decision already made. You had said, I do, and you were sitting on the fence. It was prophetic.
It was. I guess it was. Well, guys, we are so glad that you guys are here chiming in, joining in the conversation as Jess and I talk about some of these hot topics. Make sure that you're like, commenting, and subscribing. Go on and share. Join in the conversation by messaging us. Send us some comments. Let us know what you're thinking. Maybe prayer requests. We'd love to pray with you. And you can find us live on WAPN, of course, every Monday night at 8 p.m. But you can also find us on Ignite Ministry Global's website. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on, that I always get wrong, Twitch. And Apple Podcasts. And I think we're trying to get some new directions.
LinkedIn.
Some new stuff.
We're going to go to X.
Come on.
The new Twitter.
Oh, that's the new Twitter?
Twitter became X. You didn't know?
No.
Oh, that's some of our older fans will probably not know what I'm talking about even to begin with. So, yes.
I don't know. It's
WAPN
the tech world.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. And we're all over the place. Go to igniteministryglobal.com. Find out more if you want to give to what we're doing. We have a lot of exciting things going on. Future City Music Festival being one of them. And we want to fund the kingdom. So if you want to help us do it and you have the resources, bless you. We would love to do some bigger things for the kingdom and outreaches. And we want you to be a part of it. So
absolutely.
So sign up online and tell us that you want to come out to an event and do something awesome for the kingdom, because we've gotten to do quite a few really cool things in our short period of time here on earth.
Yes. And Ignite is not about me. It's about the we. It's about the kingdom. And so we just want to be obedient to what God wants for us. And we want to be able to build his kingdom and invite others to come in
and
work
leaders
together in unity and help build people up. And that's just really what we want to do. That's what our heart is.
We would like to join arms with leaders. How many people know that we got enough people who want to be in charge of everything? We do not want to be in charge of everything. We want to find people who love and know God and have a calling to do something to lead the kingdom, the charge, the army.
Yeah.
There's multiple generals here in the army, and we know quite a few of them here in Volusia County. And we're excited. So today, tithing.
Tithing.
the most favorite topic that we could ever pick, right? Aren't you guys glad we're starting to talk about tithing? How many people in the chat think tithing doesn't exist today? Come on. I know there's some people who are really hating on us right now.
Yeah.
That don't believe in tithing. And then there's some people who are at the church and like, yes, my tithing needs to go up so that I can afford to pay myself, or, you know, from their ministry or whatever. You know, however you look at it, I want to talk about some of the things that we've seen in tithing, but I don't think we can go there until we kind of share our viewpoint. So, you know, first off, Chrissy, do you think there is such a thing as a tithe today in the New Testament?
I think
you don't have to go into detail.
We can like the thumbnail that you put there, the money in the toilet. No, I'm kidding. It's totally a joke. I completely believe that.
Sometimes it feels like that. Depends on your
leader.
Well,
we have felt like that.
We've been there. We're going to tell a story about that.
Yes.
We're
going to tell a story about that. I believe tithing is completely biblical today. It was in the old, and I believe it is in the new. I think things are different now than they were back in that time, where tithing may look different now than it was then, because we don't all have crops and we don't all have livestock. And, you know, we're not giving our best cows. Right? We're not buying goods with cows or you know,
well, we were just talking about that.
Grain or any of that. You know what I mean? We're not doing that now. Yeah. So it looks different now.
Wealth is different now.
Wealth is different. Yes. Wealth is different now than it was then. So, but I think that God is the same today as he was yesterday and tomorrow. Amen. And so if he is the same, then I believe that that is the same as well. And I've actually seen it happen in my life and in your life and in our life together, apart and together. I've seen this happen, like in a physical sense of what happens when you are obedient to tithe. And I can't wait to share my story of how I started, because no one enticed me to tithe. No one told me to. It was not anything I really even knew about. So
wait a minute. So you're saying nobody told you to tithe, but what convinced you you should tithe?
So when I first gave my life to the Lord, you know, the first thing that I did was I wanted to get baptized after I went all in and said, God, you know, you're number one in my life, right? So the first thing I did was get baptized. After that, I started reading my Bible, just reading my Bible every day. That was the first
progression.
Yep. That's the first thing. If I was going to learn what God wanted for my life, I needed to read the word. That's all I knew.
Amen.
And as I was reading, I was reading one day in 2 Corinthians, and I'll read it. 2 Corinthians 9:7-8. And it says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And I knew at that point in my life where I was at, like, I was in a rough relationship, and talk about not having money. Like, I did not have money, but I knew I wanted to give. And so I just picked a number. I literally just picked a number, and
did you feel like that was a tithe rather than, because you said a cheerful giver? Somebody on the line, you know, put in there, I know you're like, no, but that's just giving to the
right
Lord.
I think at first I didn't, until I started asking more questions about it, you know, because
so
you kind of read
at that
the word.
Point you just gave to give.
I gave because I felt like God wanted me to. That's what I felt like he was speaking to me. Yes. And a set number. And at that point in time, I didn't even know, like, about the
10%
or any of that. So that's something that I kind of learned as I went. You know, I started talking to other people about it, like, well, what is this? And they're like, this is a tithe. And let me tell you about what tithing is. And then we went into it. But at first, I knew God was, he was pushing me and leading me to give where I was at. And, you know, that was at South Daytona Christian Church. That's where I gave my life to the Lord at.
Which you're there now as the children's pastor.
Yes, I am there now.
For a season.
For a season.
We'll see what God does.
Yeah, I have no idea. But in that time, I just picked a number. You know, I didn't know about the 10th or anything. And I just picked a number. And I said, no matter what, I don't care. I'm giving this money. If I have nothing else but that money and no gas in my car, I'm giving it anyways. Because I really do believe that God wants me to give it. And so the guy I was dated at the time, right before church one day, he said, hey, I need to borrow some money. And I said, nope, because the only money I had was the money that I had set to give. And he got all mad and everything. And he's like, what do you think? God's going to pay the bills? And I'm like, if that's, yeah, I do. And, you know, it's, I was a month behind on my rent. You know, when you pay your rent, you're actually paying for the month you're moving into.
Yeah.
Okay. You, I'm paying at the end, okay, of every single month. I'm that far behind. And the next day after that conversation with him, and I went to church and I gave and I had nothing else. And the next day I went to the mailbox and the lady who managed the apartments were there. And I was like, listen, I promise I'm going to get this money to you. I know I've been behind and you've been so gracious. And she's like, it's funny that you say that because I was just doing our quarterly books. And when I got to you, you didn't owe anything. And I said, what do you mean? I've been a month behind for like 4 months. And she said, not according to my books. I ran into the house and I was like, I told you God was going to pay the bills. You know, I just knew it was God. And that was just really the first time that I saw like a physical thing happen here on earth. And I knew 100% it was because God told me to give. And I gave with a joyful heart, believing in that obedience that God was going to bless me. And he did.
Amen. And so some people would say, oh, well, you just gave a little bit and God said he would bless you. God said he'd provide for you. That doesn't convince me that there's a tithe. And I would come to say that there is such thing as a tithe because tithe doesn't come from the law. Everybody says, it's a law principle. The law is done. Jesus said the law wasn't done away with. Just to warn you. Yeah. He came to fulfill the law.
Right.
Not to do away with it. And so, not that I think we should live in an oppressive state, because I think Peter was rebuked many times for trying to go back to the law by Paul. And then, you know, I've been on the apostle kick. And so many people are like, there's no apostles today. I'm like, well, I guess then Paul isn't an apostle then, because he wasn't voted in by the 12 and he died. And oh, well, he saw Jesus. Did he see Jesus physically? He didn't. It was spiritually. He spoke to him on Damascus Road. So I'm just saying God's spoken to me. I don't, you know, that doesn't qualify us. And I don't think if you go through the scriptures, but we'll have another podcast that one.
We're stirring the pot.
So yeah, if you go ahead, comment. You know, haters gonna hate. So and we're here to be a comedic relief to a very controversial topic in Christianity. But here's the deal: we're opening a conversation. We're saying let's not hate each other. Let's love each other past the point, and let's let God be the one who speaks to us. And in this tithing, I don't think you can hear me physically. You know, Jesus said, let him who has an ear hear what the Spirit says to the church. So him who has an ear, don't be listening to me. Listen for the Holy Spirit to speak to you.
Right.
If I'm confirming the word that God is saying, because God's already said it to me. I'm just trying to say what I've heard the Lord say to convince you to hear the Lord on that subject. And I believe that if you hear it properly from his mouth, then you'll just do it because of not some guy saying it, but because God's Spirit is speaking it to your heart, like just like he did to you to give in that fashion. And we have some really cool testimonies as we got married, some bad, some negative that turned out positive. But in my life, I know that the tithe is not a law principle because it goes all the way back to Adam and Eve's kids.
Yeah, Cain and Abel.
Cain and Abel. And why was Abel's sacrifice more acceptable to the Lord? Because it was from his heart, because it was his first fruit. It was his best. And so when we think about a tithe, it is the first fruit of your increase.
Right. And I'm sure many people right now are saying, well, Jesse, that wasn't money.
Okay. So
let me get back. Dollars, Jesse.
Can you not sidetrack me again? Okay.
That is what I'm here for.
I know, but we'll never get to the points of what I wanted to say. And if we don't, okay, so we'll get back to that.
Okay, get back to that.
So obviously, if it's the first fruit, we've got to give what we're increased the first of. But then they say, oh, well, you know, that I don't know if that counts and blah, blah, blah. Well, look at Abraham. He gave a tenth to Melchizedek, the high priest, right, in honor to God. Okay, so here's another principle. Did Abraham give a tithe to Melchizedek?
Yes.
No.
No?
He gave it to God.
Well, yes.
No, but that's a big problem. Most people think, I'm supposed to give a tithe to my church. that's not where the tithe went. The tithe, if the tithe goes to anyone but God, it's not a tithe.
Right.
It's an offering.
Right.
So if I'm giving to my church to bless my church, just to bless my church, then I'm not tithing. I'm just giving to my church. I'm giving to a ministry. I'm giving to an organization. I'm helping a person in need, a widow or whatever. That becomes an offering. But when it becomes a mental thought of I'm giving God 10% of what he has entrusted to me, because a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm giving 10% of my money to God.
Right. It wasn't your money to start with.
And if you came to Christ, you are his and everything that you is yours is his. Right. And you are stewarding it.
Right.
And if either you are a good steward of the Lord or you're not.
Right.
And so if we're stewarding, he is testing our heart. My heart says, I want to give more and abundantly.
Yeah.
Right. So if I give abundantly, I'm not going to give 10%. I'm going to give more of my finances, wealth and increase. And I don't believe that it all comes down to money. Right. Yeah. That's the question you ask. So let's dive into it. Oh, there's no evidence of money in the Bible. Well, I hate to tell you, but they would plunder the city and they would take all that was of worth.
Right.
And then they would give God 10%.
Yeah.
The best of it.
Which would be like gold and silver and
right.
everything.
Possessions.
It says to, in things everything, though. It does say in everything. So the scripture doesn't just say give. It does have some specifics of grain and fruit crops and things right. like that. But then it always says in everything.
Of your increase.
Right. So today, what do we have?
Sometimes it's time.
Sometimes it is time.
Maybe it's only time. Like, I have no money. I am literally no budget, but yet I can give of my time, you know, the 10% of my time to serve. You know, he says, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Yeah.
So in the facet of like, if somebody is giving you food every month, you should go serve that area to bless them and help yeah. others, right? Yeah. That's servant tithe, I think. I think we do a lot more than serve and tithe, and I think we've been increased over our lifetime so much abundantly. When I got married to this beautiful woman, I didn't even have a job.
That's true.
She was my sugar mama.
That was me.
Yeah. I did quickly start remodeling my house for $250 a week. Well, not my house, my mom's house for my grandfather, $250 a week.
Is that really what it was?
Oh, yeah. It equated to probably less.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Yeah, it was probably in that range. That was like the first job. And there was times where I wasn't working after that I would go to the labor house.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have much. And at that time I was pursuing full-time ministry, not in a sense of going to a church, but under a, you know, dominating leadership, but you know, the mentality was to stay poor.
Yeah.
There wasn't a mentality of blessing and abundance. And I think that's wrong too. I think whether you have little or excess, you are blessed. And what you do with that blessing and what you have will negate or attract God's blessing in there, because he said he gave you one talent, he would give you 5 and 10 if you steward it well. So I think he always wants to increase us, but sometimes we have to change before he can bless us. So as for the money issue, it's not money. Tithe is all of your increase.
Yeah.
So forget the idea of monetary. Right. It is all of your blessing.
Yeah.
Everything God has blessed you with, you are to give a tenth of.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what the Bible has, the tenth. And well, the tenth is, that's religious and that's just something that, no, guys, it's a principle. It's a principle. I think it's a hard issue when you can't give a tenth.
I think so too.
Because a tenth is the minimum.
Yeah.
A Christian should be giving all. 100% of what we have is for God's glory. And if we steward it well, God's going to give us increase. And when we increase, we will give more.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah. If you keep your hands open like this, God pours into this side and you give out this way and you've got like a flow, a current that can happen. But if you close off this end, where is it going? And you know, the enemy will start throwing you, he'll throw you dollar bills, y'all. He'll make it rain if he feels like that's going to keep you from being in obedience to the Lord or separating you. He will do that, but you'll see chaos and turmoil everywhere else in all the
Lord,
other
just,
things
just
around
you. Just let
me
win the lottery. I can't do that. You'll end up a drug addict.
Right. Yeah, like he knows what's up. I keep wondering what it is though that keeps him from allowing me to win the lottery. No, I don't even play the lottery. I kind of wish I did sometimes.
You know what's really funny is I do it for entertainment every once in a while. I'm like, wow, that's a really big jackpot. And then I'll forget I even bought it.
I know. I've done that the last two times. I've decided.
It's entertainment purposes only, guys. You know, if you gamble and you have an addiction to gambling, I do not encourage you to get into any kind of betting because that would cause you worse pain, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. It really comes down, though, to your heart and being obedient.
Yeah. And that's what the tithe is. It's a 10% you're giving back to God. Well, you go, well, where should I put my tithe? I got to give it to a church. I got to give it to somebody. Who do I give it to? Well, I will say the biblical model is the Levites, right? So the Levites were the priests. But what are priests? The people in between man and God. Well, now we are priests and kings in Christ Jesus. So there's no priests to give it to anymore. So
yes.
What are we supposed to do? Yes, I know. I'm not going to leave that alone. You can add to it. Just give me a minute. So as a baby Christian, we need a spiritual father.
Yeah.
We need people who will help us. And sometimes we're not very good at stewarding our money to begin with.
That's true.
So a lot of times we give that tithe to a church or an organization that we're getting spiritual food from. And that's what God will come. I think God showed me that early on, you know, when I was a babe in Christ. Like, I need to be giving this to the people who I'm invested in with in the community, because that's what the Levites were. They were the leaders of the community who were to distribute the wealth. And it was supposed to be a storehouse for those who were in need.
Right.
So if you had lack, you'd go to Levites and they would bless you with the tithe.
Right.
And did you know that the Levites were supposed to tithe? You were sharing a verse with me about that. So even those who got the priests are supposed to have a heart that gives still in it, even though it was God's gift to them.
Yeah.
It was also supposed to be something that they give. And so now I believe, and this is just what God has shown me, and God will convict you. I believe every person is spoken to by God directly.
Yeah.
And if you seek out an answer, Lord, where should I put my tithe? God's going to tell you where to put your tithe in the season, in the time. It's not about religious. There's not a one set answer. In fact, for us, I think there was a period of time where we were like, well, can't, if I'm getting spiritual food from this place and this place and this place, can I just split my tithe to several? And I felt the Lord tell me 100% yes. There was a need for it, but I also think that you could also give an abundance of 10% to multiple ministries and not, I think you can be more blessed. So,
okay. So Jesse, story time, because this is really important.
I know, we got 20 minutes.
I want, because there's two stories that have to be told today.
Yes, I knew you were going
to that. One, we have to tell when we stop tithing.
Okay, yeah.
We have to tell that story.
But then we got to tell the whole story of a house. We tithed into a house.
Okay, but when we stop tithing.
Do you want to tell the story of the you want us to tell the non, we stop tithing? Why don't you just tell what happened and why we stopped tithing?
Well, okay.
I'll add to it if you miss it.
Okay. So there was a period of time, you know, we were with a ministry and we were serving and we were tithing to that specific ministry. And, you know, we got, when you get really, really involved sometimes in ministry, sometimes you get to see the good, bad, and the ugly kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Church hurt is real.
And, you know, we did. We saw some things that we knew weren't lining up really to the Word of God, and we got very concerned and we're like, well, we don't want to keep giving to this place when they're misusing what the people are giving. So we decided to stop tithing. We weren't gonna tithe anymore.
And we were bitter. I will give you that.
Yep. And you know, obviously, yeah. So anyways, we stopped tithing. And I feel like you got to tell him exactly what God told you, because God's the one who told you.
Okay, so.
But our lot, we during that period of time when we stopped tithing, we made the least amount of money that we had in our entire
marriage. We suffered
marriage.
Really bad drought.
Like really, 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 really bad drought. I mean, we even went and we went to the Jewish Federation and got food.
We were
like,
on food stamps at that point.
We were on food stamps. And that was the worst time period of our entire marriage was when we decided that we were going to stop tithing because we were angry with what they were doing with it.
And we didn't really put one and two together. Like we weren't thinking because we stopped tithing, not at that moment. But I had been seeking the Lord because we were zealous for the Lord and we were still doing ministry on a regular basis. And we were going out in the streets doing witnessing and doing one-on-one witnessing. And we saw people come to the Lord at our house during that time. I mean, we saw some awesome things, but I was in prayer one time about money and about it. And God spoke very clearly. He said, the tithe is to me. Not to a person or a church and you're not responsible for what they do with their money or the money. You're only responsible with what I've given to you.
Yeah.
And I was so struck.
Yeah.
I remember, I think I came to you, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, honey, we gotta start tithing again.
Yeah.
We gotta give. I don't, this is what the Lord told me. And we did. And immediately, within weeks, we went from being behind on everything to being right on time. Again, it was pretty amazing to see God's provision. But again, you don't give to get.
Yeah.
That's not tithe. Tithe would be, I give with my heart as honoring to the Lord, the first fruit of my increase. And in that, he has promised blessing. And so with that, I want to go into the second story.
Okay. Do you want the hurricane story?
Yeah, well, that's part of it.
That's part of it. Yeah.
I think we have to tell the whole thing. Okay. So I'm gonna put it up. So guys, you want to tune in for this. This might be a little windy, but
don't be too windy.
So check this out. Beginning of the year, I look at, our finances and I look at how much we tithe for the year. And I have a very inconsistent living. So I was like, honey, if we made this much money, there's no way we actually tithe 10%. We didn't give enough because this is what it says on our taxes and this is what it says we gave online, which is the way we gave. And I was like, I don't want to give God the leftover anymore. I want to give God the first fruit because in my situation, I would always be like, oh, I made this much, this check, this much, this check. And it'd be like 3 weeks later. And I'd be like, oh man, there's not enough money in the bank to even pay the tithe.
Right.
Cause I'd be like, oh, out of it. So I decided with my wife and feeling led by the Holy Spirit that we would give a number in which we thought we would make for the end of the year. Like, hey, we're going to make X amount of dollars by the end of the year. So I'm just going to give every week. And I prayed and I said, God, I'm going to do this in obedience. I'm going to do this in honor of you. But I'm also going to ask you, Lord, let us pay our bills on time.
Yeah.
I was a little worried. And I was like giving, it was the beginning of the year. I was giving through 6 months, right? 6 months. And I'm like, God, you're providing. I'm always able to pay my bills.
Yeah.
Like, this is awesome. And God was speaking to me and we were looking at our debt situation and we were looking at what does our future look like? And I was like, God, I felt convicted. We got to get rid of this debt. We're so much money in debt and this is not good. God, help me to figure out a way to get out of debt. And I talked to my wife and I said, you know, honey, if we hunker down and we figure this out in 2 years, we probably could buy a house. It's possible we could buy a house. Now, granted, this is June, right?
Yeah.
June. It's so crazy. So June, God, after I repent of the debt we have, because I feel like debt can be an okay thing when you're using it as an investment tool. There was a person who said, Dave Ramsey is a very non-debt guy. I think that is probably the most honorable way, but God gives you talents and that could be on loan and he will bring you increase. You will reap where you haven't sown. So don't believe that you can't take a loan, because that investment money, sometimes you need to capital to get to a new place. And, right. And if you're a good steward of that, there was another financial guy. He's like, yeah, but those are people who aren't disciplined that right. can't do that. Like Dave Ramsey is like, you need to learn spiritual discipline. And this guy's like, well, once you're disciplined, there are some other things that you could do with the money and take a loan. Like I would never pay off my mortgage. How am I going to get a 4% loan on anything? I'll take that money, reinvest it, and make money somewhere else.
And if any of you guys listening to this have any questions about doing any of that, we would love to help you guys. Just message us. But yeah, get back to the story, because we have 10 minutes.
A few minutes. So we're almost there. So that moment, after we repent of the debt, we make a decision. We're going to pay it off. We're going to make a snowball and do the Dave Ramsey method. And we're going to eat beans and rice, which my wife hates.
He doesn't like beans and rice either, by the way. I totally made beans and rice not real long ago, and he didn't eat any of it. So.
Okay, look, I like Cajun beans.
Okay. I can't eat Cajun.
I like
beans
Mexican
and rice
beans
every day.
And rice. I don't like whatever you made. Rice, okay, there are good beans and rice, and there are bad. That was a bad one. Honey.
Repent, starve.
Okay,
I'm kidding. So, okay, go back. Yeah.
So June. We decide we're gonna pay off the debt, and I feel another conviction from the Lord. I feel like the Lord is speaking to me, and it was Malachi 3. I know you religious folk going to get real upset with me on this one. Okay, hold on. You have the Bible up, because I didn't even grab it up. I feel like I should. I don't normally do this, but I'm going to.
Do you have it up?
No. Do you have it already or no?
I have.
Okay, so here it is. In Malachi 3:7, okay. He said, will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In your tithes and contributions. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me and the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And thereby put me to the test, says the Lord. This is the only time that God ever says to test him.
Yeah.
Ever. Like in any other context, you should never test the Lord. I mean, that's like it's honestly a curse to you to test the Lord. And here, God is saying, test me.
I can't
believe it. So I'm reading this and I'm convicted. I'm like, Lord, what are you trying to say to me? He said, test me in this, says the Lord, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy your fruits of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. Then all nations will call you blessed, for you will be the land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Woo! I'm going to tell you what, if that doesn't give you a little hope in tithing, it should, because if you're honoring the Lord in it, he said he's going to pour out a blessing that other nations are going to be able to say you're blessed.
Right.
Okay, so, and you're like, well, that's religious, and that's Old Testament, and that ain't New Testament, and now it's money, and I don't make crops, and I don't know. I'm going to tell you what, decide in your heart who you serve.
Go ahead and test him in it.
Test him. Like, he is asking, so what did God tell me in this situation? And I'm not doing this to toot my horn. So I'm not doing this for my glory. I hope this is to do this
to encourage
the saints for the work of the ministry and to be blessed, because I want you blessed. That's the point. But don't do it to be blessed. Do it to bless the Lord, and the Lord will bless you in kind. So there was a number that my wife and I used to say, well, if we made this much, we would live really comfortably. We'd be able to do this. We'd pay off our debts. And I was looking at our finances like, how are we going to pay off this money? Because there ain't no more extra money. Like, this is not going to happen. I mean, I want to pay it, but I can't pay it. I don't know. So God says to pay on this, my tithe. So I started tithing, not on the number we thought we'd make for the end of the year, but the number we would love to make one day if God would allow. And it was like 150% more. I'm not talking about a little bit. Like, it would hurt to even think about it. And it was in a season, which is our slowest season. You usually don't get a good birthday. This year you got blessed, but
I got an amazing birthday this year.
Yeah. And normally by the end of it, we're so broke. We're like, I don't know what we're going to do for your birthday. Sorry, honey. We'll make it up to you in 2 months on our anniversary. So and God said to increase our tithe. And I'm like, what on earth? But he had provided all year. He had provided. I'm like, okay, God, just like, let me pay my bills. So I increased it. And I started paying it faithfully. And
a hurricane decided to come through.
You
want to
tell
the story?
You tell.
Okay, so a hurricane came through. You know, we have a little handyman business. And when it's slow season for TV, for Jesse, he would work the handyman business. And so there's this hurricane coming, and he got a couple of calls to go like board up a couple of places, windows, businesses, or whatever. And so he went and he did that.
I got off a plane and then went to work.
Yeah, went to work. And so he went and he boarded up a couple of places, you know, and it provided a little extra money. And
then I went on another job.
And then he went on another job. And now it's getting real close to when this hurricane's supposed to hit. So he gets this call
from the people who I had done some work for.
Right. And they're in Orlando.
No, I think they were in like Georgia, the people were calling me.
Yes.
It
but
felt
the
like
job,
a scam, bro.
But
it
the job
like, no
but
way.
The job was in Orlando.
Yes. Well, the it was all was, around Orlando. It was like 12 different locations.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So the job is in Orlando and they say, we want to pay you to go put sandbags in the front and the back doors of these businesses.
We'll pay you X amount of dollars.
We'll pay you X amount of dollars. And Jesse said, listen, I haven't even boarded up my own house.
I'm tired.
I've been working like crazy. And so they increased the amount.
Double. I think they like doubled it.
To something insanely.
I did the math. I was like, no
crazy
way. There's no way. And then they sent me the list and I'm like, okay, send me the list. And I did a map and I'm like, honey, we could do this in one night. We could do it.
Yeah. I'm like, and he was gonna ask someone else to go with him, and I'm like, Jesse,
dad.
I'm like, Jesse,
your dad was
I will go with you. I can help you throw sandbags in front of this place and we'll just go do it all night. And we did. We went and we bought a bunch of sand from like
Home
Depot.
Yeah, I took my truck and loaded up a trailer way beyond capacity with sandbag. I'm like, I'll buy a new one. It's fine. Whatever. We'll get it.
And we went out there and we did sandbags. It took us, what?
4 hours.
Four or 5 hours to do 12 locations in the Orlando area.
And we threw them fast. We were
And we come
we
back
methodical.
And the next morning they wire us the money. For
you gotta
that
tell
night.
Them how much. I don't know if we should.
No, I'm not going to say how much, but.
Thousands.
Here's like, the deal. The money.
Paid off all our debt.
Yes, that's it right there. The money that was given paid off the debt that we
all the
so much wanted to pay off. Like, we knew we didn't
need this
debt.
Our credit cards, our hospital bills, I mean, everything.
It paid off all of our debt. And by February, so this is like the June, July time, right? By February, we closed. No, by December, we closed on our very first house.
It was in November, I thought it was.
No, we closed
in
December.
Oh, yeah, we closed in December. We started.
Like 2 days before Christmas.
We signed the initial offer and everything in November.
So where we thought, okay, it's going to take maybe 2 years for us to buy a house and pay off all the debt. And God spoke, really convicted Jesse. We started tithing above what we were making, what
We've
we really believed God was going to provide. He was so faithful and we were doing it with the right heart. And God sent us out and he overflowed us. Where we were able to pay off all of our debt and we bought a house by the end of the year.
And you might say like, hey, you know, that's a great story. That doesn't happen to everybody. I'm saying test the Lord, but not out of a greedy heart. You got to do it out of obedience and love for God and want to do everything in his way. Like even now, I think about the times that we, you know, sometimes I've counted the tithe as sometimes like I give up thousands of dollars to do a ministry event. Like National Day of Prayer. I mean, people don't know how much sacrifice goes into that. And I don't do it for that. So I'm sorry to say that out loud in a public setting, because I don't want you to honor me for that. I want right. God to be honored, and that's why I did it. And I right. give my tithe and my offering to the Lord, not to a man, not to an organization, not to something I think is great, but to Him alone. And yeah. so we really have had an amazing experience with what God has blessed us with.
Yeah. And He's continued to do that. And, you know, Jess and I, we don't have it all figured out.
No, we still fail.
We both have plenty of character traits in us that we really wish looked more like Jesus. And we do try every day to become more like Him, but we have frailties and sometimes we just do what we don't want to do, you know. But when it came to being generous to people and having a heart for people and knowing and understanding that everything that we make comes from God alone Amen. And it belongs to Him, and we give it back and Amen. We generously give whatever we have,
mm-hmm.
God has blessed that through Amen. Our entire marriage. He's and, only and I increased do say us. That
a spiritual father still exists. We're at a church. We give a part of our tithe to that church.
Yeah.
Even though we have a ministry that we tithe to as our own, Ignite Ministry Global.
Yeah.
We fund that ministry through our tithing. But that's our storehouse.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to say earlier whenever you were like, hold on, don't go there
yeah,
yet.
Go for it.
That's what I was going to say earlier. Like, you know, the organizational church or that places that you're coming together and your community, right? They should be giving back to the communities around yeah. them. They should be
And if they're stewarding your tithe well.
Yes, they should be supplying awesome. The need. And so to give to that so that they can supply the needs to others, you know, maybe they can do it in a way that you're not able to, even though you want to. Maybe it's a prison ministry or homeless yeah. ministry or whatever, and it's easier for them. They mm-hmm. have that outlet to do that. How you're blessed to be the blessing even to that organization
and
place.
And what's really sad is now that we have this tracking on everything, because the Bible says clearly that we should not let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. And so great. Sometimes it's great that we give to a church rather than directly to a person, because they know that we would be blessing them. You know, if yeah. the church is the one doing the work, it's really through the blessing of all the church members and not just one person doing it. Now, I'm not saying that God doesn't call us individually to bless people directly, but that's a principle that I think is very hard to understand, is don't let the left know what the right hand is doing.
Right.
I'm not trying to tell you our testimony today, because I want you to be like, oh, look how cool they are, or right. they what they're
really not that cool.
You know, that's not it's not to bring us glory. It's right. to bring God's perspective, because we've experienced it, that you might find freedom and do the same and be blessed by it.
Yeah.
Not by us, but by God. And that is the goal of ministry, is to bring up others into the Lord. We gotta take people from one level into the next. Like, when you're a baby Christian, you may just want to tithe to your church and let them deal with the increase, and because they'll know where to steward it.
Right.
When you become a mature believer and God says, I want you to take that money and I want you to start this work, you may move that money to some other work.
Right.
But you listen to the Lord. Don't listen to, oh, well, Jesse said I could do this. No, that's not what I said. I said, listen to the Lord. The yeah. Lord may move you in a different way. And there is no set way to tithe or who to tithe to, other than, I do believe, to your spiritual father, or where you get your food, your spiritual food from, is a biblical principle. You can go through all the Old Testament. You can go through even, I think, in the New, you know, you look at Paul. Paul said, I didn't accept money from any of you. You know, I provided myself, but yet you have always blessed me. He was talking about people who tithed to him. He was talking about an offering they were giving him on a regular basis. And then there was other ones who said, don't, or Paul said it about other people. He said, they charge you.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's okay that they charge you for the gospel, but I don't. And I think the more righteous way to look at life is through that perspective of, you know, yes, we can do it for the money. Because I think it's owed. Paul was saying it's owed to those who are in leadership, that they would be able to be paid for the work that they're doing is basically what Paul was saying. They should make their money off of working for the gospel. Like, they should be provided for in doing so. But he was also saying, I do it despite that.
Right.
I don't have to have the finances. If this is what I'm called to do, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to figure out a way. I'm going to make tents and do it anyway.
Yeah. Amen. Because God is good like that. God's good. Can you believe we're already out of town?
We're out of time.
We are already out of time. I know we could talk more and more about this, like, a million times over.
I know.
But we love you guys so much. This has been such an awesome conversation. We've really looked forward to having this conversation about tithing. Please make sure you're going on and like, subscribing, turn on your little notifications, share it with all of your friends, comment, send us messages. Let us know what you think about the podcast so far and if there's any topics that maybe you want us to talk about. We love you guys so much. And on behalf of Ignite Ministry Global and Can I Get a Witness, I'm Chrissy. This is my husband, Jesse. And we'll see you guys next time. Peace. Can I get a witness?